The National Social Security Fund, NSSF, has reported a significant rise in the number of people joining its voluntary savings scheme, boosting the growth of the fund's financial reserves. Until December 2024, the NSSF savings scheme mainly served workers in the formal sector, which contributed to mandatory deductions from their monthly salaries. However, amendments to the NSSF Act introduced a voluntary savings scheme targeting microsavers in the informal sector, allowing them to contribute as little as 500 shillings while presenting a progress report during the Southern Region Employers and Members Summit in Masaka. Patrick Ayota, the managing director of the fund, says the voluntary savings initiative has recorded impressive enrollment. Ayota revealed that within the last 13 months, the scheme has collected over 80 billion shillings from voluntary contributors. Ayota adds that the fund is also exploring ways of expanding its operations by venturing into export marketing of agricultural products to increase its relevance to communities and attract more members.
We can't confine ourselves to the formal sector. We have to get into agriculture because that employs the majority of Uganda. And how do we make that farmer save with the fund? We bring value to that farmer. For us, is can we help the farmer market his crops, sell his crops, so he makes more money? In that case, then he can save a little more with the fund. So at least we intervene where the farmer has had a gap. As you know, a lot of our farmers grow whatever crop they grow, but they grow without knowing who will buy it, when they will buy it, what the price will be. And what has happened is a lot of farmers produce, but their produce goes to waste. So